CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 19th of March 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. High volume of calls to Ofcom, 90th RSGB AGM in Cardiff. Yasmi Foundation supports IOTA 2017. Ofcom spectrum licensing is currently experiencing a high volume of calls about licensing issues. Email inquiries can take up to 4 weeks, and telephone answering can also be delayed at peak periods. Please use the online portal for license activities and consult the information for radio amateurs and FAQ before calling or emailing. See www.ofcom.org.uk for further information. The 90th RSGB AGM will be held at the Angel Hotel, Castle Street, Cardiff, CF101SZ, on Saturday the 22nd of April, starting at 12 noon. Details of those standing for elections, the accounts and the minutes of the 2016 AGM appear in the April's edition of Radcom. Arrangements have been made for members who are unable to attend the AGM to cast their votes by proxy. Details of this are at rsgb.org/AGM2017. Whilst the RSGB encourages members to vote electronically via the ERS website at www.ersvotes.com/RSGB17, if you require a postal vote, please call HQ on 01234 832702. Votes must be received by the ERS before 12 noon on Thursday the 20th of April. Lunch will be provided at the AGM for members who notify their attendance in advance. Please register using the form on the RSGB website. The RSGB is delighted to announce that the Yasmi Foundation have become a super supporter of IOTA 2017 at Gilwell Park in August. The Yasmi Foundation makes supporting grants to individuals and organisations providing or creating useful services to the amateur radio community. Regardless of originality or novelty, Yasmi supports these programmes in order to further the development of amateur radio around the world. If you'd like to find more about IOTA 2017, go to www.rsgb.org/YOTA. The D Expedition to Bangladesh will use two different call signs during its 12-day operation. S21ZED will be used until the 22nd of March, with S21ZEE used for the last 5 days, 23rd to the 27th. This is to comply with Bangladeshi regulations. The de-expedition team asked that stations not work the second call sign on the same band or modes if they've already worked the first. Results for the 80-metre evening counties contest held on the 21st of February have now been published. See www.irts.ie/results for the details. Congratulations to the winners. The leading stations outside Ireland were Dave 2E0KVJ, SSB Only, and Mike G3VYI Mixed Mode. Some counties in the Northern Hemisphere, that include most of North America and some of the Caribbean, who observed daylight savings time, changed their clocks on the 12th of March at 2 a.m. The UK will switch to British summer time on the 26th of March. Of course, most radio amateurs don't change their UTC clocks anyway, although you may have to change the settings on some computer programs. A near-vertical incidence skywave research paper available for download. NVIS can be used for radio communications in a large area around 200 km radius without any intermediate human-made infrastructure. It's therefore especially suited for disaster relief communication. Communication in developing regions and applications where independence of local infrastructure is desired, such as military applications. It uses frequencies between around 3 and 10 MHz, entitled Radio Communication via Near Vertical Incident Skywave Propagation and Overview. It's been written by Rosa Ma Alcina Pages and Ben A. Witt Villiet. Download at https://tinyurl.com/k8e figures 5831. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 19th, the 32nd Withall Radio Club Rally is at Withall Park, Silver Street, B476LZ. Parking is available on site. Doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. Entry £4. There will be a bring and buy and RSG bookstall as well as lectures. Catering will be available on site. Contact Mike on 07976744479. On the 26th of March, the Callington Radio Rally will take place at Callington Town Hall, Callington in Cornwall, PL177BD. Doors open 10 a.m. Admittance £2. There'll be bring and buy and trade stands, catering available on site. Ample free parking in the adjacent car park. Rally organised by the Devon and Cornwall Repeater and Callington Amateur Radio Society. More information and bookings from Roger, 07854 088882. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, SP5EAQ and SP7DQR are on the air as T2AQ and T2QR in Tuvalu until the 4th of April. Activity 10 to 80 metre bands using SSB and CW, QSL, SP7DQR. In addition, TIM, NL8F, will be active as T2TT from the 23rd of March to the 13th of April. His activity will be on various HF bands using SSB and digital, QSL, N7RO. Kazik, SP6AXW, is on the air as 9 November 7 X-ray Whiskey until the 31st of March from Nepal. Activity is holiday style on the HF bands, QSL to his home call. Ed WA1ZAM will be active as PJ7PL until the 3rd of April from St. Martin. Activity will be on the 10 to 30 metre bands using SSB and RTTY. This includes being an entry in next weekend's CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest, QSL home call. John W5JON and Kathy W5HAM are on the air as V47JA and V47HAM respectively from Calypso Bay and St. Kitts and Nevis until the 5th of April. Activity 6 to 150 metre bands including 60 metres using SSB. This includes an entry in next weekend's CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest, QSL via instructors, operators instructions. Keku, JA6REX and Toshiya, JH6HZH, will be active as V633KS and V633ZH, respectively from Chu'uk Island in Micronesia, which is IOTA OCO011 until the 3rd of April. Activity 10 to 160 metre bands CW, SSB and RTTY, with a focus on the low bands QSL home calls. Now for special event news, GB0WM will be on the air from Woolsthorpe Manor, the birthplace of Sir Isaac Newton, for British Science Week today, the 19th of March, operated by South Kesteven ARS. GB8EGT will be on the air from RAF Eglinton in Londonderry from the 25th of March to the 9th of April, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The station will be on the air holiday style. Contact Paul Lewis, MI1AIB, by email to paul.m1aib@gmail.com. GB8BKY will be on the air from RAF Ballykelly in Limavady from the 25th of March to the 9th of April, 9 to 5. The station will be on air holiday style. Contact Paul Lewis, MI1AIB, by email to paul.m1aib@gmail.com. Look for special event information. Look for special event station II0CXX to be active until the 31st of May on Saturdays during the Collins Collectors Association of Europe Net at 1000 UTC on 7165 kHz. This activity is in remembrance of the 30th anniversary of the passing of Arthur A. Collins, W0CXX, founder of the Collins Radio Company, who became Silent Key in 1987, QSL IK0IXI, direct only, no bureau, no EQSL. Contest news now, the Bartag HF RTTY contest ends its run at 0200 UTC today the 19th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is or was signal report, serial number and time. Russian DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 19th. Using CW and SSB only or 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is or was signal report and serial number, with Russian stations sending their Oblast code. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place between 20:00 and 22:30 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator. On Thursday, the 8-meter club championship runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, SSB only, the exchange's signal report, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, it's the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest, running for 48 hours 00000 UTC on the 25th, using all bands from 1.9 to 28 megs. The exchange's signal report and serial number. In this contest, everybody can work everyone. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Despite zero sunspots and solar flux index of only 70, there was good DX to be had last week. This was helped by more settled geomagnetic conditions over a period of days, thanks to a lack of coronal hole activity. The RSGB Commonwealth contest saw UK amateurs making contacts into all parts of the world, although these were primarily on 7, 14 and 21 megs. This pattern will no doubt predominate over the next few years until we get past solar minimum. A group of UK amateurs has been operating from Ghana as 9 Golf 5 X-ray and have shown how this part of the year can give good north-south propagation. They've been audible on 20 and 15 metres, and there are even reports of very weak openings to the UK on 10 metres. A look at the Solar Dynamic Observatory's extreme ultraviolet image of the Sun on Thursday showed a coronal hole on the Sun's equator, which is rotating to be geo-effective in a few days. NOAA predicts solar material from the hole may hit us midweek, so look out for an elevated K-index. This can be a double-edged sword, resulting in enhanced conditions during the initial phase, before maximum usable frequencies decline with noisy conditions to follow. The solar flux index is predicted to remain in the low to mid-70s. VHF and up, there are some good tropo openings. There were some good tropo openings last week, but this is unlikely to last. By this weekend, the high will have declined as lows move in from the Atlantic, and they will dominate the weather for much of the coming week. Interestingly, there are signs of high pressure returning at the end of the week, but this is handled very differently in different weather models. One only brings the high as far as Ireland, while another model develops a fully-fledged high over Scotland by next weekend. This is clearly an uncertain signal, but at the moment the week looks much less productive for tropo than last week. As we come very close to April, the seasonal April showers, this week should offer some good chances for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. There is the possibility of VHF auroral activity midweek if the K-index rises as predicted. With negative moon declination all this week, windows are short and the moon is at low elevation. Today's apogee, so losses are at their highest, but decreasing as the week goes on. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.